When we are giving any sort of presentation or talk, the use of story is a really effective way to do a couple of things. The first is it's a really effective way to connect with the audience because we are hardwired for story. It's the way as a species we've been able to effectively communicate through the ages, the way that we told someone that there was danger around the corner is we didn't say that there was danger around the corner, but we told the story of the danger that we were in. And the brain is, because of the mirror neurons that we have, that when we see someone else experiencing something or someone is telling us a story of it, inside of our brain on a small level, we experience it as if we were doing it too. So it becomes this really great way to connect with the audience because we're bringing them into what we're doing, therefore emotionally connecting us with them. The second thing is it's just a really effective way to communicate information. It's a great way to teach because we see how it plays out. And you see this all the time. You know, this is the concept. Here is a case study that shows what it is. And so that idea is something that's really, really fundamental. So I love sprinkling in the presentation stories that I have. So we're going to cover two things. The first is we're going to talk about how you gather stories. The second is how do you use and execute stories in the work that you're doing, in the presentations that you're doing. So for me, there's two ways that I gather stories. The first is to just sit down and come up a list of all of the stories that I like to tell. And oftentimes I'll do this over the course of a number of days. I won't do this in one single setting because stories kind of burble up and they, as you're doing this process, they're gathering. And I start with the stories that I tell that are funny or the stories that I tell to my clients all the time or stories about my clients where I've learned something specific. And as I'm gathering these stories, I don't necessarily write the entire story out, but I will write the title of the story, which is basically a thesis statement of what happened, you know, the time that I went to the Shinto temple in Japan. And then I'll give a few bullet points to what happened. This is what it was like when I arrived. I hiked for 20 minutes. This was the insight I had as I was standing at the top of this mountain. This is the lesson that I learned. And I just create this long list of all of the stories that I have and all of the stories I like to tell. And when I'm gathering these stories, like I said, I'll sit down a couple of different times over the course of a week and set aside between 30 and 45 minutes just to write titles and stories and gather and gather and gather. When I'm doing an exercise like this, as I move through my day, more stories are going to spring to mind because this is a problem I'm trying to solve. And so my subconscious mind is going to keep working on that. And so I am also going to have that document open on my computer or that notebook near me as I work because I will be working through my day and all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, that's a great story. And I'll capture that and I will write it down. So I start to get this library. The second thing that I like to do is, and this is a process I learned from John Dix, who has won story slam competitions all over the East Coast and teaches people how to tell effective story. And what he does is at the end of every single day in an Excel spreadsheet is he writes the most interesting thing that happened to him today. And he has to do it in only one sentence. And you'll notice I didn't say the most profound thing that happened or the lesson that I learned the most, but just the most interesting thing that happened today. And so every single day he captures that story. And this, again, does two things. One is we're gathering these stories so we don't forget them. The second is we're training ourselves to see stories that might be useful or might be interesting. And it's nice in the beginning to simply think in terms of stories that are useful or interesting. You'll notice that we haven't talked at all about how this connects to our business or how this connects to what we're presenting. But it just makes it really simple for us to gather story in that way. So if you do this, you are now in a situation where you have this huge library of stories that you like to tell in a document somewhere. And this then becomes a resource that we leverage when it comes time to sprinkle stories in. So that's how I gather story. So how do we use the stories? So for me, this process happens in three steps. The first step is selecting the story or stories we're going to use. And so when I'm selecting a story, the questions I ask myself are, what is the emotional state that I want my audience in? Or what is the lesson I want the audience to learn? So the emotional state might be overwhelm, or the emotional state might be desperation, or the emotional state might be hopeful, whatever it is. Or I might want them to learn the lesson that if we don't plan and work through things step by step, then we're not going to get the outcome that we want. Now that I have the emotional state or the lesson, I now go to my library of stories and start reading through all of those titles, and I look for stories that either cultivate that emotional state or teach that particular lesson. Now, what's important to recognize here is I didn't say the emotional state in a context. So it's not feeling overwhelmed in the middle of work. It's just I want to connect with overwhelm. And the reason is that we're going to create connective tissue later that's going to make that easy. So we name the emotional state. We name the lesson that wants to be learned. We go and we find that story. Now that we have selected the story, what I do is I write the story out, or I record the story as I'm saying it out loud, so it's something that I can write down and look through. After I've done this, I now edit the story, and I edit for two things. The first thing I edit for is I edit for the things that, when I tell the story, aren't actually useful to the audience that's in front of me. You know, for example, when I write down the story initially, I might say, I was traveling with this person who was blah, 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 and I give all these details about who they are. Well, when I'm telling the story to the audience, I'm traveling with a friend. Who that friend is not important, unless it is. But in most cases, it's not important. It's just someone I'm traveling with, and my friend did this, and I said that, and I tell that story. So I'm eliminating those things. The second thing I do is I'm going to edit the story for clarity. And what I mean by that is I am going to simplify the story so that it is easier for the audience to understand, because what's important is the truth of the story, not getting every detail right. When you think about oftentimes in biopics, movies about people's lives, what they'll do is they might take two or three characters and merge them into one character just so it's easier to tell the story. Because if we had three characters doing each of the distinct parts, then you as an audience member has to be introduced to each of these characters and understand who they are and what their motivation is before they take the action that is necessary. But if we take three people, let's say the story I'm telling had three different waitresses that did three significant things, I could turn them into one waitress in the story. Just because I'm not having to say waitress one did this and waitress two did that and waitress three did that. If I can consolidate it, I make it easier. And so what this is going to do is it's going to simplify the story that you're telling. So we've selected the story, we simplify the story. And then the third thing is figuring out what is the connective tissue to what you are trying to illustrate. And so what that means is, you know, let's say I tell a story about overwhelm, and the point I want to make is about overwhelm and business. So I tell this story about me grocery shopping and being completely overwhelmed by all of the selections at this cheese counter and how this cripples me because I'm trying to make a good impression. All of a sudden, putting myself into a position of, I do that, I say, this is how I felt, this is how I respond. Then the connective tissue becomes, now, as a small business owner, you know that. And we give them the space of connecting the story itself to the point that we're trying to make. And then what happens is, as we're going through our presentation saying, I want them to understand overwhelm and business and the consequence, I need a story about overwhelm that's going to get them emotionally engaged in that. I tell that story about overwhelm. I then connect my feeling of overwhelm and the overwhelm they're experiencing as well to our common experience of what it's like to have that in the business setting. And then from that, we move forward. And so really the process is that simple. We gather stories. We name them. We name what we want people to experience, to learn, to believe. We find the story that matches that up. We simplify and edit the story. we then create the connective tissue to the actual point we're trying to make.